I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Everything's so expensive now. It's ridiculous. I went to Taco Bell the other day. They were like $20. I bought one meal. I'm from a time when you go to Applebee's, you could get two meals and a dessert for $20. Like, minimum wage goes up and then they keep raising the prices. It's like, no, you pay them, not me. That's not my job. I'm not supposed to pay them. You're supposed to pay them.
Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, Kevin, and we are here. You are here. And off to the races we go. A little less of a stand-up comedy clip and more just like a observance of how bad things are right now. Because I had the same experience. I went to Taco Bell the other day, and I think I ordered, I don't remember like what, but it was like a drink and two items. And they were like $18. And I was like, good God.
I know.
What the hell?
And when Taco Bell is $18, things are rough.
Right. I feel like it wasn't that long ago that like you could get a soft taco for 69 cents.
Now, I will say this, though. You're the same person that says you get what you pay for. If it is 69 cents and they're still getting a profit, then what exactly are you eating?
I think we always knew we were not eating great when we ran for the border.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what you say. So now the price is up. Are you getting what you're paying for?
In that particular case, I guess it's the same quality. What you're getting is corporate profit. That's what you're getting. And it's the prices are just increasing across the board no matter where you go. So, like, is it still the cheap option when it comes to fast food? Kinda. Didn't we get Morning Whoppers the other day and didn't it come to over, like,
$20? $29.
Oh, my God, for three Whoppers?
Yeah, and one small drink.
That's crazy.
That's expensive.
That's crazy. Man. Anyway. See? Just like the stand-up comedy.
Right. This is fun.
You get it.
I'm having such a good time.
It's funny.
Right.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So I'm calling a guy named Kevin, and he is a home realtor. And Cannon with a K, he is calling him, not because Cannon with a K is a homeowner. No. It's because Cannon with a K wants to sell a home. A home that does not belong to him.
Great.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Kevin.
Yeah, this is Kevin. How can I help you?
What's up, my man? My name is Cannon with a K, so we are K brethren. We both our names both start with K, so we're already off to a great vibe. And I was told that you are a realtor for houses to sell them.
That is correct.
Oh, that's great, dude. Okay. Yeah. Well, I got a house that I want to sell.
Oh, great. Let me get out a pen here real quick.
Great. So what happens now? Like, I tell you, I got a house to sell, and then you just, like, what do you do? Like, do you give me a sign, or do you come over and just put the sign up right away? Like, how does it work?
So it's a step-by-step process. First, I'm going to ask you a few questions about the house, get an idea of kind of what some of your goals are.
That's dope.
And then I come over and look at the house and give you an idea of what I think it's worth. And if you like that price, then I stick a sign in the yard.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
So let's just start, like, how many bedrooms are in the house?
I think, like, 4.
Okay. And how many bathrooms?
Let's say 2 or 3.
That's kind of a specific thing. Is it that you have, like, 2.5? Does one of the bathrooms have, like, just a toilet and a sink, or?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to put down 2 for the month. Does the house need a lot of work or something?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know how many bathrooms are in the house.
It's definitely, what'd you write down?
I wrote down 2.
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely has at least 2. How does that sound? That sounds good. I'd buy that house.
So what's the square footage of the house?
Oh, man. I didn't know there's going to be math. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. I'm just curious. Why don't you know the answers to any of these questions?
Well, it's not my house. This is...
What are you selling?
Well, it's the house that's next to my mom's house, and I want those people to leave. So I think that it would be dope if you came over and sold it.
So you don't like your neighbors, so you want to kick them out by having me sell their house.
Well, they're not my neighbors. They're my mom's neighbors, but I am living there at the moment. So then they have a great relationship with my mom. You know, so I don't want to do anything to make my mom mad, but I also don't want them there to rat me out to my mom every single time I come in, you know, and it's after 2 a.m. And yeah, I know that's after curfew, but still though, like, I'm a grown man and I should be able to do whatever I want to, even though I, you know, don't have a place to live right now. Also, they don't like my dogs.
Okay, so let me tell you how this works. Even though you're a grown man, you can do whatever you want.
That's right.
You cannot legally sell your neighbor's house.
But what if I can?
But you can't unless you own the house.
All right, so you're telling me, okay, so what if I convince them to sell their house? Then I can sell their house, right?
No, then they can call me and I can sell the house for them, but you can't be involved in this at all.
Well, they're old.
Which means what?
They don't know, like, cool guy lingo like I do. Like, you want to deal with a cool guy, not
so
old
you
people.
Have they given you a power of attorney?
Not yet. No. But, I mean, that sounds like a cool power.
You know
power.
What? When asking questions like this, I would never use the word yet. That's a yes or no question. The answer is no. And therefore, we can no longer continue this conversation.
Well, but that's a confusing thing that you just told me, though, because, you say that it's a yet or no question, and I did say yet.
I think we need to stop at this point.
We need to stop yet?
I'm hanging up.
Now, hold on. Kevin, are you still there?
Yeah, what?
None of that was real. It's actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. It's a morning radio show. Your wife listens to it, and Shannon asked me to do this to you. She emailed me and asked me to phone scam you.
Get out of here.
So, sorry about that.
Yeah, enjoy your day, too.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. All the lines are full, but that's not going to be like that forever. Tell us your maiden name, tell us your married name, and we'll tell you which one is better. But more importantly, we'll tell you why. We're trained professionals, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name, Sarah?
Browning.
Say it again.
Browning, brown like the color than ING.
Browning.
Sarah Browning.
Okay, it's all very all-American.
You sound like a historical figure.
Yes, yeah. And then Mrs. Lincoln sat with her cousin, Sarah Browning.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took a cognac with Sarah Browning. Okay, and then what's your married name?
Jones.
Okay, now Sarah Jones sounds like a historical figure.
Yeah, okay. But she sounds like a historical figure in...
on the wrong side of things.
No, a young adult novel about girls on the prairie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And how one had a dream to be a cowboy.
As Sarah Jones was coming into her womanhood.
Right. Her breast buds began to show.
Ew.
Is that what I want?
Don't ever call them breast buds. We're breast buds.
You're not my breast bud.
I'm going to say that's a downgrade because of breast buds.
Yeah, sorry. I did that to you.
All right. Sorry about that, Sarah Browning. Let's talk to Brooke. Good morning, Brooke. Brooke. Going once? Going twice.
Do you have the right line?
Brooke, yeah.
Okay.
Brooke, moving on. All righty. Let's talk to...
Really? Why didn't you do that?
Kayla?
Hello?
Hey, can you turn your stereo down?
Yes.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is Brooke.
Is Brooke.
Gavin.
I see. Okay.
I told you.
All right. Brooke, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Brooke, what is your maiden name?
Mulaney, Mulaney.
Like John Mulaney, but...
Mulaney.
Mulaney.
It sounds like Mulaney, but you're a little lazy in the tongue.
Right, like you're
Brooke Mulaney.
You're the Kirkland brand version
right.
of Mulaney.
Brooke Mulaney.
All right, and I don't love it. And what is your married name?
Kaufenberg, K-A-U... Fenberg.
Oh, that's very German.
Kaufenberg. Kaufenberg!
Yeah.
Brooke Kaufenberg.
Frau Kaufenberg.
Okay, so... Kaufenberg.
Kaufenberg.
Is it with an S or an F?
With an F, like Frank.
Yeah, Kaufenberg.
I don't want to have... You don't want coffin in your last name.
Oh, yeah, but Mulaney?
Yeah, can we get you to just pronounce it differently? Brooke Mulaney's a great name.
Yes.
But Brooke Mulaney.
Okay, so we're going to call you Brooke Mulaney.
And call that a downgrade.
No, we're going to call that, a downgrade.
Yeah, if you pronounce your maiden name as we
as we say, and the whole family has to change it too.
Brooke Mulaney's a good name, okay?
Got it?
Thank you.
No, coughing big!
Thank you. All right, and let's talk to Kayla. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Playing married name upgrade downgrade. So tell us your maiden name, Kayla.
It's Patterson.
Patterson.
No, like Patterson, but with a T.
Oh, Tatterson.
Oh, Tatterson.
That is fun, and I don't know why.
I was going to say, what makes that fun?
I don't know. Titty Tatty Tatterson.
You're doing too much breast stuff.
I didn't mean to say that.
All right.
Kayla Tatterson. It does sound like there's some sort of nursery rhyme in there.
Yes. Yeah, like you lived in a shoe.
Little Katie, little Kayla Tatterson, sat upon her Patterson, eating her curds and whey.
And what's your married name?
It's Niemeyer.
Kayla Niemeyer's
cute. I love
that.
I love a Niemeyer.
Oh, I do like Niemeyer. But I like Tatterson, too.
Yeah, but Niemeyer's gymnastics sounds fun, doesn't it? And they call her Miss Kayla, and she teaches, like, three-year-olds how to do cartwheels.
Yeah, but that's actually a good point. And Kayla Tatterson is more serious. She's buttoned up. She's cute, but she's got a bun. She wears a pantsuit.
Yeah.
She's a lady boss.
A little angry.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But that's just because it's hard for a lady boss.
Real interested in hitting up her old high school friends on Facebook, asking them if they want to own their own business.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But a lot of MLM with a Kayla Tatterson. So
that's going to be an upgrade.
That's going to be an upgrade as well, just because it's far less exploitation through fabrics and product in a garage.
Yeah. And lotions that we've been told will do things.
Hey, I'll take it.
Okay.
Especially for your breast buds. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for calling. We have run out of time. Apologies to everybody that we didn't get to.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So we have talked at this time about the Chrisleys multiple times. And we've talked about how they had a reality show that seemed to be popular, despite the fact that, in my opinion, they seemed like insufferable POSs.
It wasn't terribly popular.
It wasn't?
Nah.
Didn't they have like 5 or 6 seasons or something?
Yeah, but it's on TLC, so.
Oh, all right. So, I guess when you have a reality show that's sandwiched between exploiting half-ton people and people who eat mattresses, I guess it's not. You can chalk it up to a win. But anyway, though, the Chrisleys were sentenced to, one was sentenced to 12 years in prison, one was sentenced to 7 years in prison for tax evasion. And it looks like they're going to get out of jail early. Why? Great question. It's because President Trump is going to pardon them. This is the audio from the Oval Office where President Trump is listening or having a conversation with the Chrisleys' children.
Your parents are going to be free and clean, and I hope we can do it by tomorrow. I said, okay, we'll try getting it done tomorrow. So give them, I don't know them, but give them my regards. And wish them a good life.
Mr. President.
Yes. How are you?
I just want to say thank you for bringing my parents back.
Yeah, well, they were given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing. Pretty harsh treatment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They weren't. They stole $30 million.
I do think 12 years for a financial crime does seem high, but why wouldn't you just reduce the sentence? Why would you just, like, let them go free?
Right.
Like, why are we pardoning actual criminals?
I don't know.
'Cause this isn't a situation where they were wrongfully accused. They were, I want to say they even pled guilty at some point. Maybe she didn't, he didn't, I can't remember. Okay. So, for those that don't know, in the reality TV world, Teresa Giudice from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, she and her now ex-husband, Joe, both went to prison for not even this amount of crime.
Right.
Okay. A similar crime, but not for as much money.
$5 million, I think.
Well, it was mostly bankruptcy fraud. Yeah. So, and there was, I want to say mortgage fraud as well. Like they were falsifying documents to show that they had more income so that they could get more loans to get more houses.
Mm.
So anyways, she was on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump before he was the president. He would not pardon Joe Giudice. So if you're her, and Joe was deported because he's an Italian immigrant and never got his papers. So once he
And then committed crime.
Well, and he committed crime. So once he got out, he was put in ICE at an ICE detention center and then deported back to Italy.
Okay.
He now lives in the Bahamas. If you're her, who is a much higher celebrity than the Chrisleys, not to mention you have a personal relationship with Donald Trump and he pardons the Chrisleys.
Yeah.
You flip a table.
I mean, I would imagine that you probably did something like that when he pardoned all the January Sixers.
Yeah,
like,
but
those people attacked police.
I understand that there's some sort of political gain for him to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
There are people that believe that what those people did was heroic.
Yeah.
What's the political gain for the Chrisleys?
I couldn't tell you. Like everything about this story, I saw the headline on TMZ, and my first thought was like, what's happening? What, like, we can't, this isn't a serious nation. Like, we're pardoning the Chrisleys? And, like, you can't even find a normal picture of the Chrisleys
that make them. I don't know
if there is one. That's what I'm saying. That make them look like human beings. They all look like humanoid robots.
Yeah.
They all look like villains
from
a sci-fi. They look like villains from a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, everything about this, like, I kept thinking, like, what is the political upside for him on this? And it's like, I honestly can't think of one. Maybe it sends a signal to other white-collar criminals, like, I got your back? I don't know. Because, like, $30 million is not a victimless crime. White-collar crime is not victimless. You know, it's that they stole $30 million from banks, which means those banks didn't have money to give to us to buy houses.
I would say more. The crime is that they didn't have to follow the same rules as just every other schmuck in the world.
And it looks like that they still don't.
Well, it's just, it's so bizarre to me. It's not even... It's so funny.
Yeah.
Do I want to see them back on TLC?
I was going to ask you this, and I swear to God,
I swear to God,
if they get a show and there isn't a mass protest against that show,
I'm going to watch that show.
Shame on every single one of you.
I'm going to watch that show.
Shame on you endorsing this.
I will. Okay, how long were they in prison, though? How long were they in prison?
Who cares?
Well, I care, because
why?
If it goes against the normal statutes of what is... If other people committed similar crimes and they got a lesser punishment, then their sentence was too harsh.
It was less than 7 years because his wife is still in prison. And I think.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
True.
So
okay.
I don't know. Kevin, look it up real fast. Okay. I don't know. But regardless.
If their sentence was too harsh because somebody was trying to make a point, I do think it is fair to say you should get a reasonable sentence for the crime that you committed based on whatever the standard is. If they were sentenced longer than the standard, I think we can all agree, well, that doesn't make any sense.
It depends on the case by case basis. They seemed void of remorse. For what they did.
You have no idea.
You told me that.
I didn't say that.
You said that they don't seem like that they felt bad about
it
at all.
When did I say that?
One of the many times we've talked about the
Chrisleys. You remember something I said?
Because it made me hate them so much more.
No, I never said that. What I said was Todd Chrisley kept trying to make friends in prison and that people kept wanting to beat him up.
That was a different story. What'd you find, Kevin?
She's still in prison, it says.
No. What? Okay, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so...
I'm just saying it is, if their punishment was too harsh, then it is fair for them to receive a lesser punishment. However, that doesn't mean you just get to go free. You still should have to serve the time that anybody else that committed the same crime does.
It also means that they shouldn't get another reality show where they continue to leech off of the fame of this country and benefit financially from it.
Also watch that show.
Oh my God.
I will watch.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch that show.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes, we want to know, what is something that you tried once and then you were like, you know what? It just wasn't for me. 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Call and tell us now, or you can text us. Something that you tried, and it's just not for you. We want to add to this list that we found on, I believe it was on Reddit. First thing on here that I saw that I thought was interesting, gambling. I've tried gambling more than once, but I do know it's just not for me. I'm too pessimistic of a person. Every time I make a bet of any kind, even like sports betting or anything, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose this.
I just don't like giving away my money.
Right. And that's Kevin's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Kevin gambled once and said, I'm hooked.
Right. I got nothing. Let me give it away.
Now, this one's interesting. Somebody said running.
I saw running. I also saw somebody say marrying a man.
Marrying a man.
Oh, this is from somebody I happen to know is a lesbian.
That's funny. You know, speaking of which, Andrew, good morning. Andrew?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, what is it that you want to add to the list of things you tried once and it just wasn't for you?
Man, marriage.
Marriage in general. Wow, marriage in general. Okay, so why is that?
Married. I was married for 15, found out she was having an affair for 12 of it.
Oh,
wow, for 12 of the 15 years?
With the same person?
Yep.
Holy cow.
At that point, what a commitment.
That's wild. Well, wow, I can understand. So you're never getting married again?
Never.
All right. Well, listen, it just wasn't for you, I guess.
Oh, 12 years.
I feel bad for you. That's rough. That's real rough. I'm going to talk about mine.
Okay.
Camping. Went camping.
Okay.
Wasn't for me.
I think you need to be a little more specific about your camping experience before people are going to listen to your camping slander.
I think I showed up to a campsite to join a bunch of friends. And I didn't know
nothing.
Nothing.
Did you bring clothes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I treated it like it was a hotel.
Okay, you brought clothes for yourself.
I packed an overnight bag.
You didn't bring a tent?
No.
You didn't bring a sleeping bag?
No.
You didn't bring a pillow?
No.
You didn't bring food?
No.
You didn't bring an ice chest? You didn't bring drinks? You didn't bring sunscreen? You brought yourself.
And my clothes.
You are psychotic.
Sandra, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What? How's it? Aloha.
Aloha.
What did you try once and you're like, not for me?
Well, it's not once, maybe like three times, but you know, I tried to have a relationship with females, and you know, because they look so hot, for real, I'm a female myself, but it's like I tried and it's not for me. I think I like the pick better.
You know what? at least you gave it a shot. Another thing on here, scuba diving, I would imagine. And what sucks about that one is that you have to go through so much training just to try it once, just to be like, I'm too claustrophobic for this. Another one on here, virtual reality, just not for me. Going to a strip club showed up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Just not, I went once and it's just a whole experience and environment. It's just not for me. Giving birth.
Oh, I love giving birth.
Kevin, do you have anything that you tried once and you're like, no, never again?
Yeah, skateboarding.
Oh.
It looks so easy, like you just pedal yourself, but it moves so fast and you have to balance.
Yeah.
And then when you hit one hump, oh my God, it's the end of you.
Somebody texted in to 909-1065, matcha.
Oh God, yes. We put this up on Facebook. Matcha came up. Heather said, and I couldn't agree with this more, chaperoning a field trip.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, I totally agree with this one. Kelly said, getting a mud bath.
I've never had a mud bath.
It is a very strange sensation.
Well, what is it, just thick?
It's thick, but also you can't do anything with your hands. So, because if you do, like, you can't touch your face. Because if you do, then you get mud on your face. Then that starts to sort of itch. So then you try to, like, touch it again. It's a whole thing. And then you have to, like, get hosed down afterwards.
Somebody said dating somebody with opposing political beliefs.
Oh,
I would imagine that's very difficult. I don't think I've ever even tried that.
Ashley said going on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Ashley, I've never been on a cruise. I want to talk to you. A threesome showed up on the list.
Oh, God.
As something that somebody tried once. Somebody just texted in polyamorous dating.
Oh, God. Patrick said hot yoga. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
I mean, it's just so funny. All the people.
Heather said glass blowing.
Oh. Interesting. I would imagine it's like scuba diving where you don't just jump in.
Yeah, what about that was so off-putting?
I would imagine it hurts your lungs.
Hurts your mouth.
Have you ever tried to just blow really hard through a straw?
Yeah.
Now imagine there's not a hole at the other end, but hot glass.
Yes.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Oh, yeah. She spent all night studying everything you should be nervous on. Are you smarter than Katie? Ba-ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da. Caller 17 today is none other than world famous Anthony. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
All right. Jackpot's up to $220, my friend. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Katie is now out of the studio. Here we go. Question one. J-Lo isn't done making a splash after her viral performance at the AMAs. She's made an announcement that she's going to have a Vegas residency at the Coliseum from January to March. What casino has the Coliseum?
Would that be the Raider Coliseum?
Okay, question two. Metallica is being credited for saving the life of an entire family. The Virginia family was going to attend a Metallica concert the next day, so they decided to go to bed early. And because of that, none of them were in the living room when a truck crashed into their house right into the living room. What is the name? Listen carefully. What is the name of this Metallica song?
Enter Sandman.
All righty. Calm down. All right. Question three. The cast for the HBO Max Harry Potter series is slowly getting revealed, and now it's time for the kids. The photo has been posted of the new Harry, Hermione, and Ron, and you can see them by texting Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, to 916-909-1065. What are the last names of Hermione and Ron?
Oh, my God.
All righty. Question four. Oh, you still didn't answer. Okay. I thought you did. Okay, what do you have anything?
All right.
Do you know?
No. Yeah, okay. Pass.
We're going to pass. Okay. Question four. Kelly Clarkson has grumbled about how unhappy she is doing her daytime talk show despite the network still wanting her to do it. Well, the staff of her show is now saying that things are so bad that they're worried that one day she's just going to no call, no show and literally quit out of nowhere. What network is her show on?
Would that be the GMA?
Okay.
Or MSNBC?
Okay. And question five, Marvel and DC are going to have their first crossover event in over 20 years. They're going to have a series that features Deadpool getting hired in Gotham City, which causes a fight with Batman until the two need to team up to take down villains. I think that sounds actually like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If each issue costs $6 and there are 19 in the whole series, how much will the whole run cost?
That will be 6 times 19. Hold up. 113?
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Anthony, what do you do for a living?
I am a special ed teacher.
A special Aww. Ed teacher? God bless you. Wow,
that's special ed?
Not an easy job at all. I know several special ed teachers, and they're all very hardworking people. What school do you work at?
I work at Mather Heights Elementary School at Rancho Cordova.
Mather High, home of the fighting. Yes. Mastodons.
Wow, the Mastodons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anthony liked that one.
I know.
All right.
Anthony sounds like a good time.
He does sound like a good time.
Have we been having a good time?
Yes.
Good.
Question one, Katie.
Yep.
J-Lo isn't done making a splash after that viral performance. She announced that she is doing a Vegas residency.
Okay.
She's going to do it at the Coliseum from January to March. What casino has the Coliseum?
I assume Caesar's Palace.
You assume correct. You know, I wonder how that's going to do, considering her tour had to be canceled because no one was buying tickets.
I don't know. Yeah. Probably great.
You think?
Probably.
Question two. Metallica might have saved the life of an entire family in Virginia. Did you hear about this story?
No.
So the whole family was going to go to a Metallica concert the next night. So they're like, we got to go to bed early. We got to get some rest. So they all went to bed, and they went to bed right before a truck crashed into their living room where they were sitting. So they were on the local news, and they credit Metallica for saving their
lives. Feels like a little loosey-goosey, but okay.
Listen closely and tell me the name of this Metallica song.
Okay. Enter Sandman.
Enter Sandman.
How you guys get that so quick?
It's like the only... I know this Metallica song and the one that's written about the book Johnny Get Your Gun.
Wow. I don't know that one. Well, you know the one from Stranger Things that had a... It was like it got real big again because of Stranger Things when he played
I just know running up
Master,
that.
Oh, okay. Question three. The cast of that HBO Max Harry Potter series has been revealed, and now the kids have been revealed.
Okay.
If you want to see the picture of the kids that have been cast as the new Harry, Hermione, and Ron, you can see them by texting Harry to 909-1065 and Harry the name. Don't put an I in it. What are you doing it right now?
No.
Oh, okay. What are the last names of Hermione and Ron?
Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger.
Yes, Hermione Granger. Question four, Kelly Clarkson is miserable doing her daytime talk show, and the staff of her show is now so worried that she's so unhappy that they think one day she's just going to no-call, no-show, and she could quit out of nowhere.
Honestly, she should. The show sucks.
Yeah, it does it?
And I love Kelly Clarkson, but she sucks. What? Like, she's... we get it, you're funny, haha. It's not good.
Oh, boy. What network is that show on?
NBC?
Oh. Yeah, NBC is correct. And finally, you're going to be excited about this.
Okay.
Marvel and DC are going to do a crossover event. It's going to feature Deadpool going to Gotham City for a job, and that sets up a fight with Batman, but then the two of them need to team up to fight villains.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fun.
I mean, it probably will be fun, to be honest, but I just won't watch it.
If each issue costs $6 and there are 19 in the series, how much does the whole run cost?
Oh, boy. $92? Tell by your voice that I was wrong.
$114. Mm. Anthony got that one right. Anthony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Final score. You got two, but Katie got four.
Woo!
Katie wins again. She wins again. Unbelievable. Anthony.
You win again.
That's all right.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it. We hope you have a great day. Thank you for doing what you do. And what is it that you want to tell us?
Oh, you guys have a great day.
No.
I have to tell you, Anthony did not know what he was calling for. And he did not know what Are You Smarter Than Katie was. So we have to explain it to him.
I didn't know that.
So he doesn't know that you're supposed to say now, I am not smarter than Katie.
You have to say that.
Oh, there you go. I'm not smarter than Katie.
There you go.
Thanks so much, Anthony.
Have a great day.
You too, man.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It is time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is a part one of Fun Delivered. And I have a very exciting announcement, by the way, that is Fun Delivered related. The girls that own Fun Delivered are going to visit Sacramento and this radio station for the first time. And I am very excited about that. They're going to play Fun Delivered with us.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. They are Good Time Charlies, and they're very excited. As far as I know, we may not be the only morning radio show playing this game anymore.
What?
That's tea.
Our videos that are on Instagram, they're viewed by other people.
Okay, now, so do you know this?
I don't know it to be true, but they have hinted at it in our conversations. Like, you started something. They say things like that. So it's like, because we did. We were the first ones that discovered this company and Play Fun Delivered on the air. So I think other shows are doing it. You know what? When the girls who run Fun Delivered get here and they're playing it with us,
me and Katie will get the tea.
Yes, yeah, we're going to hold their feet to the fire on this. So anyway, though, so let's go into Fun Delivered. If you don't know what Fun Delivered is, excuse me, I apologize. When you send a package through the mail, sometimes it gets lost. And when it gets lost, it can be purchased, believe it or not. And that's what it is. We've got a box full of unopened, undelivered packages. We have no idea what's inside. And it's sent from the company Fun Delivered. And we go through, pick something out, and we open it on the air. We only have like four things left in the box.
Okay.
There's another big box coming, but there's only four things in there. Who would like to go first?
I would like to go first.
Okay, Key, go ahead. All right, so she's going to make her way over to the box. I am a little nervous that this box is going to arrive when I'm going to be on vacation.
Why would that make you nervous?
Well, because then the box is just going to sit up there. These boxes are gigantic, and it's just going to sit outside of my door.
Oh, it gets delivered to your house.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it got delivered here.
No. You picked a real little one.
Well, there isn't much left, Gavin. So I got a little envelope. It's pink. That's all I got.
Oh. Interesting. Bubble wrapped.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah. Kevin, go for it. We're playing Fun Delivered on the wake-up call. Then one of the things in there is pretty big.
Yeah, but it looks like it's a frame of some sort.
You think?
Although
Kevin just chucked it back into the box.
She said it was a frame. I don't need more picture frames.
So why don't you
chuck it? I'm sure it's a frame of something.
If it's a frame, why'd you chuck it back into the box? Now it's broken.
Oh, yeah. It didn't say fragile on it. You're fine. Fragile. This might be a CD.
CD?
Is that a thing anymore?
Describe it.
It is square and it smells kind of toxic.
Oh, well.
Never mind. It's plastic.
Okay. So we do think it's plastic?
We think
it's toxic or no?
No, it's not toxic.
Okay. Well.
It's a CD.
It is?
I feel it.
I wonder if it's like a, like something that's going to, like a training manual or something.
That would be fun.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I haven't picked one out yet. Oh. And I will. But we'll only have one left.
Okay. Might as well open it up.
Do we put it back in the box or do we open it?
We put it back in the box.
Oh, you're
okay,
no
fine.
Fun.
Open it today.
Okay. Yes.
All right. So then I will pick.
Okay. Whoever wins the first round gets to open that.
There we go.
I love that. Yes.
There we go. Okay. So this is going to be a fun, different Fun Delivered. I'm going to pick this black one.
Okay.
And the extra one is this big, large, white bubble wrapped thing that Kevin threw down. And now it makes.
No, that wasn't me.
All right. So that's part one of Fun Delivered. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. And then we're going to come back and open these on the air.
Back by popular demand. 106.5 The End wants you to experience the wake-up call live and uncensored.
June 28th at the iconic Crest Theater on legendary K Street.
Are you smarter than Katie? Married name upgrade, downgrade, did you know? And so much more live on stage.
Plus, we'll have some VIP guests you haven't heard in a while.
Listen to the wake-up call every morning to win your way in.
Or you can buy your tickets starting at just $25.
Get all the details at endonline.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, it's time for part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call, where we open these unopened, undelivered packages that got lost in the mail. provided by the company Fun Delivered. And this is going to be an interesting one because there was only one package left. We felt bad for it. Mm-hmm. So whoever wins gets to open the bonus Fun Delivered package today.
Okay.
All right, so let's get right down to it. So Katie picked out of the box. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so it was a pink package, bubble wrap bag. Mm-hmm. Okay, putting my hand in. This is going to suck.
What?
I don't even know, you guys.
Why do you think it's going to suck?
Well, first of all, I pulled out something that looks like it screws to the top of, or like to the chain of a fan.
It looks like a chess piece.
Okay. It's a stamp!
Oh,
it's a stamp
okay.
for
what
like a wax stamp.
Ooh, like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like when you're like, and take this, Raven.
Yes.
Okay, and it says L&T.
L&T. Okay, so.
Oh, so it's for like a wedding invitation.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Well, sorry, guys. Can't get married.
We get so many wedding things on Fun Delivered. Is that a bad omen? That's a bad omen.
I feel bad.
Gotta
be
a bad omen.
Listen, that wax stamp is cool.
It's beautiful.
I wish we still did that. I wish we still had, like, if you wanted to write a letter and send it to somebody, you had to drip wax onto parchment and then stamp it with your initials.
Yeah.
So that we knew. What a form of security.
Yeah, because not just anybody can order this on Etsy.
No, but if the wax seal was broken, you knew somebody opened the letter and read it.
I see.
Which, if I don't know if Game of Thrones was accurate or not, but it seemed like everybody read everything. Every time they handed a scroll to some king, yeah. It was already open.
That's so true.
We wanted to make sure it wasn't poison.
Right.
All right. So a wax stamp, probably for a wedding. All right, okay. Kevin, what do we have? We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. If you want to see any of this, you can always text the word fun.
What's the matter?
I got something for Katie.
Oh!
It's super gloves, a light where you exactly need it. So it's a glove with the flashlight on the pointer finger so you can see where you're going.
It's probably for, like, working on cars.
Okay, this is way too small for my hands.
It's probably, like, you put it on your hands so when you're working on something and then it will shine.
This looks dumb.
Okay. Now turn it on. Does it even turn on?
Turn
it on.
I'm like a raver.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool.
I'll bet Katie's right. I'll bet this is for people who work under cars or work.
E.T. phone home.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yes, the commercial for it. That's how I know. Wow, this is dumb.
All right.
Is it dumb? I feel like it probably serves a very good purpose.
A very niche purpose, but a very good purpose.
But still. Ooh, there's one for each hand.
Yes.
Kevin, raise it up.
It's going to be like 4th of July.
4th of July. If you want to see any of this, text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065.
I think I'm winning.
Okay. I mean, it is kind of cool. You could wear that to a rave. For sure.
For light show.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
For those that aren't understanding, it is a glove that has lights on the fingers.
Yeah.
This is fun. Okay. I like it.
All right. So far, I think Kevin's winning.
He is too.
All right. Here we go. I'm opening mine now. It's Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. What is that?
It is a very smart and very tasteful little bag.
That is cute.
I think it's for an iPad, is it not?
It's got a dragonfly and some lotus flowers.
Wow.
And like, yes, you're right. It does. It holds like a Kindle, or it's not big enough for like a full iPad.
Okay.
But it is definitely beautiful for, this is a great Mother's Day gift.
Or you could put your Bible in it.
Yes.
I bet it's for a Bible.
I'll bet it's for a Bible too, Katie.
Yeah.
You're the fun lady at Bible study.
You go like, hey, teens.
Right.
Come over here. Don't tell your parents I'm going to give you soda.
Is this better than light finger gloves?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, light finger.
I mean, the light finger gloves are pretty fun.
Hand them over. I'll open them with my light finger
gloves. Yes,
okay. All right. So,
toss it.
If you're just that didn't go well.
Okay.
If you're just joining us and wondering why we're opening a fourth bonus Fun Delivered package, it's because there was only one left in the box.
It's a MacBook cover.
Oh, that's cute.
Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's fun.
It's got little roses on it.
It's got roses.
Would this? Oh God.
Oh wow, you just
broke it. These aren't roses.
What are they?
I don't know. Listen, this is going to go really well with the Dragonfly Lotus Bible thing.
That is so true!
This feels like a matching pair.
That is a lady named Joanne with some clickety-clack nails, and she shows up, and she talks about her late husband all the time.
All right, well, who do you think won Fun Delivered? Text it in, 916-909-1065. And if you ever want to see it, text in the word fun.
1065, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I want to play something for you. It's a new app that has come out, and it could revolutionize nutrition in this country. Here are the details.
A new app lets you scan your food to find out if it's actually good for you. Nutrition company Zoe has launched a free app that lets you snap a picture of the packaging of processed food to find out how healthy or risky it really is. The app analyzes ingredients, processing methods, and more to give each item a score from no risk to highest risk. Zoe aims to expose misleading labels and buzzwords like high protein or low fat. They say the app is based on decades of nutrition research, and it's designed to use science to help people make smart decisions, knowing not every meal can be made of whole foods.
How about that? Kevin, would you use this app?
Not really. I don't want to know what I'm eating is bad.
Because you just know?
No, because...
Because then it puts them in some sort of a moral quandary.
No, there's no bad foods, I feel. If you eat something in proportion, it's fine.
You mean cotton candy for breakfast?
Not anymore.
Okay, you have on several occasions. I didn't know it's something you'd given up. What is not bad about cotton candy?
The glucose levels of it,
they're
high. I have low blood sugar. The glucose helps my system.
No, you believe you're a diabetic, so your blood sugar would be high.
I think this would help you. No. I think this would help I think it would help me.
And
really?
Then you're in the,
yeah, I think
you're
so.
In the grocery aisle scanning everything that you want to buy. It's just take more time. And then now you're fed more information. And then now you're trying to decide if I should get this or the more healthier decision.
Right. Everything you're saying it in a bad tone, but it all sounds good. I'm in a desert and I'm dying of thirst, and then somebody shows up with a glass of water, and then I drink it, and my life is saved. Like, that's what you sound like.
I feel like this is for the truly, like, people that sincerely can't decipher what is good and bad for you.
But maybe we can't.
I think the only time it's harder is with meat and produce, because it would be good to find out how processed is the meat and the produce, how many pesticides are on the produce, stuff like that. As far as like processed foods, you can kind of read the ingredients and decipher, like, if you see high fructose corn syrup in there.
If it's the first one, don't get that.
If I think it's like...
Kevin goes, aw. That's an easy one. High fructose corn syrup usually shows up first in a lot of stuff. If you see it, just don't get it. Move on to the next thing.
If it's in the middle of the grocery store, rice?
Yeah, although right now they're finding out that a lot of rice has arsenic in it. So maybe that was a bad... Yeah, Google it. That was a scary headline. But, like, I mean, you're right that they say, like, try to avoid the middle of the grocery store, you know?
Now, I think that where this would be interesting is at, like, a Whole Foods.
Okay.
Because processed foods are supposed to be a bit healthier than, you know, other stores. So that's where it'd be like, have I been being scammed this whole time? That's what I would be interested
in. Is Whole Foods being scammed? Maybe Whole Foods doesn't know.
Well, if that's the case, we've got bigger problems. That's right. Kind of their job to know.
Yeah, I know. Like, text in. Somebody said there's already an app that does this called Yuka. Can we have an app that's just like, how about like, nutritional food scanner, so like something so that I don't feel demoralized saying like, man, I really love Yuka.
I love that. Have you used Yuka app? Have you used the Swing Swong app?
Right. It's like the same way with like our kids' education now. Like every single one of their teachers, like you just log on to Zigzag, and then once you're on Zigzag, put in your password, and then that will take you to
Bing Bong.
Right.
And then once you're on Bing Bong, you can see all of their assignments.
Oh, a lot of people are talking about this Yuka app on 909-1065. So maybe it's already been around.
I didn't think that it was actually that revolutionary.
That's
I was
weird that it's in the
sure.
news. Huh.
Maybe they just make it so easy for you. Mm. Because there are lots of food apps that will tell you a lot of information.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. So Kevin's definitely out. You're not going to use this app either?
I don't feel like I need to.
I just feel like I want to, just for like extra information. Maybe see if I'm right or wrong. Turn every trip to the grocery store to a, am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, boy.
I'd like be like, I think this is bad, and then scan it and be like, I was right.
I knew it.
As you look around to strangers, be like, ha ha, Oreos, not good for you. I knew it. And they go, doesn't look like it.
Oreos are shockingly not that bad for you. Did you know
they're
that?
They're vegan.
They're vegan and they're relatively low in calories.
I know they're vegan. But
I guess when I say they're not that bad for you, they don't have a lot of nutrition in them.
I was gonna say, don't they start with high fructose corn syrup?
I don't think they do, actually.
Oh, okay.
As crazy as that sounds. But I will say, not that bad for you isn't the same as good for you. So let's not get it twisted.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We have to talk about France. Indeed, for a video that has gone mega viral of the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. He was flying to Vietnam, Kevin.
Oh.
On like a little goodwill visit with his wife, Brigitte. And as the door of the plane is opening, you can see the president of France standing there talking to somebody on the corner, you know, that is out of view. And in frame comes the feminine hand of his wife, who shoves him in the face, pushing him back just at the right moment when he realizes that the door of the plane is open and cameras are on him, and he gives a hysterical sitcom timed wave and smile. If you want to see it, and you do, text the word push, P-U-S-H, right now to 916-909-1065. I have it here in the studio on our monitors. I'm going to play it for you guys. Kevin, have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Look at this video.
Okay.
So the door of the plane is opening. He's arguing with somebody. Pilot. Oh!
That push was aggressive. But keep watching it. He tries to hook his arm around her, and she doesn't want to put her arm around him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
She's pissed.
Look, she's clearly pissed.
No, she's really mad at him. But, like, the pushing of his face is so... It looks like something out of Veep. Or something like that. Like,
it does actually.
His awkward smile and wave, so funny.
See, I don't find this funny at all.
You don't?
Not at all.
Why not?
You don't put your hands on your partner.
Okay.
Short of he put his hands on her and she was pushing him back.
Yes.
That is the only acceptable reason for this to be okay. I don't care if you're male or if you're female. If the roles were reversed, now, don't get me wrong, men are almost always stronger than women. So if a man does that
only to physically.
Well, right. If a man does that to a woman, could he
do more damage?
More damage, sure.
Obviously.
But, okay, take that off of the table.
Yep.
If the roles were reversed and we saw him put his hands on his wife's face and push her head back.
Yeah.
We would say, you're an effing monster.
That's a great point. That's a really good point. Now, he did address this, and he said that it was, quote, squabbling and rather joking. criticizing the conspiracy theorists who amplified the interaction. I mean, you're a world leader and you're getting pushed in the face by your wife.
I don't care who you are, world leader or not.
Well, no, I'm talking about amplifying it. So of course we're going to amplify it.
Yeah, of course. Don't act like we're conspiracy theorists because your wife hit you in the face.
Right.
And we're having a problem with that. Are you crazy?
We can't get enough of it whenever we see one of our first ladies not want to hold hands with the president.
Right.
Doesn't matter of who it is.
Now, and
we're always like, oh.
Here's the thing. Like, can I picture my boyfriend and I playing around and I put my hand on his face and I like push him back or something? Absolutely. That's not what this was. This was anger. This wasn't playful. This wasn't like, you better get out of here.
Well, we can't. What would make that playful? It would all be her face, right? Not his.
It would be the aggression that she's using to his head whips back.
Yes.
Okay, that's not playing. That's not joking around.
You've gotten playful with me and Kevin, though, and you're stronger than you think.
Okay.
Poor Kevin's been hurt physically.
Oh, please. You love to just say stuff, and then it just becomes fact.
Kevin bruises.
Right.
He's had a limp for a week.
You have knocked me off my feet.
To be fair, that's because you tried to run into me.
I think I was trying to scare you. I was trying to scare you coming around a corner, and you put your shoulder into me, and it knocked me off my feet.
It was a reflex.
Right.
What if this was just a reflex?
Let's play this game.
Hold on. What if President Macron was just trying to spook his wife?
Okay.
And she's scared.
He should have said that. He goes, it was my fault. I tried to make her feel scared. I said, boo.
We do this thing ever since we saw The Conjuring that right. I am a demon.
Right. Uh-oh. I'm going to get you. Okay, imagine we're even playfully, like, we would slap fighting. I don't know. I can't imagine a scenario where I put my hand on your face. Okay, right. Let's say we are.
Okay.
And I push your face back so hard that it like...
Then I go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be pissed?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's too much.
If you want to see this video, text the word push, P-U-S-H, to 916-909-1065. At the very least, it's something you're going to want to show your friends. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.